ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد، ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. أما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, as we gather again on this blessed day of Yawm al-Jum'ah to reflect and ponder and think about the ayats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and as we as a Muslim community in America are going through tough times, it is time for us, especially with the events that happened last week and in the past few weeks that has been going on, it is time for us to come together, pool our resources and join our hearts and minds to reflect what is the need of the hour, what is the need of the time from us as Muslims. Because those who are against Islam, those who are against Muslims, they will do al-ittiham wal-buhtan, they will do whatever they have to do. But I think it's time for us to use our brain, our aql that Allah has blessed us with, to reinforce our character, our culture, our etiquettes, our manners. And the best answer you can give to someone is through your husnul khuluq. And so I decided that today, inshallah, these few moments we will today focus upon the ahadith of Rasulullah ﷺ and the ayats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the best jawab, the best answer a Muslim can give to any community, to the whole of humanity, regardless of whatever situation we're going through, whether it's tough times, whether it's adversity or prosperity, the best answer we can do is not use our tongue, but use our body, our actions, our movement, our personality, our shakhsiyah. يَظْهَرُ الشَّخْصِيَةُ الْإِنسَانِ بِحُسْنِ خُلُقِهِ. The true character, the true personality of a person is exemplified through their manners and etiquettes. How they present themselves, how they portray themselves, how they show themselves and deal and interact with others. So then people do not profile. The problem that we're going through right now is everybody profiles. That a brown-skinned man with a beard, with a kufi or with a jalebi or something, that's it, fits the profile, there, bang, we go on the rock. But rather than using that profile, if we portray and exemplify our character, our akhlaq, our husnul khuluq, then the profile, people who want to profile will not be able to profile. They'll say, no, 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 that is not the right thing. That is not the way to think about these people. And that is why we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in Surah Noon, Noon wal qalam ma yasturun, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing by the pen. And in that surah, after swearing by the pen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ, that O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah, the Creator, the Master, the Khaliq, the Malik, the Raziq, Allah the Khaliq is swearing about the character of Rasulullah ﷺ. Can you imagine this? Just think back for a second. Reflect on this area. That Allah is saying, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. And that is compounded with the hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ that he said, إِنَّمَا, certainly, indeed, verily, okay, there's no doubt about it, إِنَّمَا بُعِسْتُ لِإِيشْ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. That all people, all mankind, all humanity, ya ayyuhal insan, hear this out loud. إِنَّمَا بُعِسْتُ, that I, Muhammad ibn Abdullah al-Arabi alayhi salatu wasalam, بُعِسْتُ, has been sent for what? لِأُتَمِّمَ, إِتْمَام, completion, perfection, sincerity, purity, all of this is included in that. لِأُتَمِّمَ إِيشْ مكارم الأخلاق. It's like a big mabna, big building. This building, this infrastructure that you call character. Rasulullah sallam was given this prime duty, responsibility, perfection, sincerity, purity of character. إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِيُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ, I have been sent by Allah, I have been ordained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to complete and perfect the etiquettes and manners of akhlaq, of character. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. That certainly indeed, Ya Rasulullah Sallam, you are on the most highest pedestal of character. There is no doubt about it, that your maqam in terms of character is there. The zenith, the epic. No one can be higher in terms of humanity and character than him. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. And that is why we see that when three Sahabi came walking to Umm al-Mu'mineen, Sittina Aisha Rital Anha, they came to her and said, we want to know, you are the wife of Rasulullah. Remember, wives are there with the husband. So people naturally, through human psyche, people know that if you go to the wife, you will find a better understanding how is in the house. What is the lifestyle of a person? Because those who are outside, they may see a person, they may see a personality off and on, day in, day out. But a wife is living 24/7. So they came, the Sahaba came to Umm al-Mu'min Aisha radiallahu anha, and they came and asked that we have come to inquire about the khuluq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We want to perfect our khuluq, listening to this ayah that وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ, and listening to this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. They came to our Umm al-Mu'mineen, mother of the believers, Aisha radiallahu anha, asking, how can we perfect our character? Can you tell us something about the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so we can use that in our daily portfolio and go back home and work on it? She did not give a big, big lecture. She did not give a whole paragraph or page or a book. She did not even give one whole line. Forget about that. She just gave two words. Can you imagine? The two most powerful words that came out from the mother of the believers, Sayyidina Umm al-Mu'mineen Aisha radhiyallahu anha, is should be sealed in our forehead and our hearts. خُلُقُهُ الْقُرْآنِ. That's all she said. She said, you want to know about the khuluq of Rasulullah sallam? You want to know how he is? How he is? What is he? This is enough for you to suffice. خُلُقُهُ الْقُرْآنِ. You read the Quran, you read this ayah, it's him. You read this injunction, it's him. You read this etiquette, it's in his life, it's in his blood, it's in his genes. خُلُقُهُ الْقُرْآنِ. His character is the Quran. In other words, he is a walking, mobile Quran. What a best way to define the character of Sayyid al-Mursaleen, Khatim al-Anbiya, wa ahsan al-khalq al-insan, Muhammad ibn Arabi alayhi salam. خُلُقُهُ الْقُرْآنِ. And in this time of post 9/11, especially after the events of London last week, it's about time that we as Muslims get up, rise to the action, rise to the situation, and tell them who we are, what we are, who was the person who brought this message. That he's saying himself in his hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from his own blessed tongue, is saying, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. For those of us who don't understand Arabic, that is why I'm trying to show you visually that the action embedded in this Arabic word utammima, meaning completion, perfecting something that you have built around you. The infrastructure that Rasulullah built around a mu'min is his or her character. So he said that innama bu'istu li utammima makarim al-akhlaq. I have been sent as a prophet, as a messenger, to complete this infrastructure or building of character, of morals, of values, of teachings, of etiquettes, of manners, whatever you want to call it. This is what I've been sent to. And this is accomplished through how? Through salah, siyam, zakat, hajj. All of these ibadat are conducive. All of these ibadat, all of these amal salihat, force us to build this infrastructure that we call husnul khuluq. And that is why we see that Rasulullah ﷺ, he said in a hadith, Al-Birru, what is piety? What is righteousness? Al-Birru, Husnul Khuluq. Piety, righteousness is your Husnul Khuluq, your good character, your good manners, your glamorous and glittery way and lifestyle that people look and they get thrilled and attracted and magnetized. The Chinese, when they first saw the Sahaba coming on ships from way from the Arab land, when the first ships landed on the banks of the Chinese ocean, and they came out and they started doing rice trading and flour trading and other vegetables, and they built rice paddies over there, and the way they worked in the markets, the way they dealt financial transactions, the way they lived, and then they married local women and had families, the Chinese said, who are these people? We want to be like them. Yes, there are some bad apples, and yes, there are people who have bad intentions who want to portray us in a negative perspective. But my question today on this Friday, Yom al-Jum'ah, is no matter what happens, every day, brothers and sisters, till Yom al-Qiyamah, don't feel relaxed, don't be pacified, don't think that the worst is over. The worst is not over yet. The worst is more yet to come. But are we prepared? Are we ready to give the jawab, to give the answer back with full force of akhlaq? Not force of violence, not force of aggression, not force of thinking that people say, oh, this is the way to retaliate. No. The best way to reply to all the negative personifications that people want to do in this world about us as Muslims is husnul khuluq. If we just focus on this ayah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and this hadith of Rasulullah, then we can give the best answer to people that, look, whatever you may think about, whatever you may see in the media, whatever people want to frame in terms of us, it is not us who we are. Rather, we are the people who follow the message of Rasulullah who said, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَقَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. I have been sent to perfect the character, the manners, the etiquettes, and moral values. When a person would come to do that, why on earth would he want to show aggression and force? And the problem lies in us. We are not doing our job right. We're not following our duty that is ordained by this ayah. But Allah Subhanahu tells Rasulullah saying, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ, that, O Rasulullah, you are on the most highest pedestal of akhlaq, of morals. So we have to show that highest pedestal and pillar of akhlaq so that people have hesitation and reluctancy, they have resistance to say, no, a Muslim cannot be that. That is not a Muslim. Why is it that when any other person of faith does some heinous act and crime, nobody says the faith denomination over there? But when it comes to us, the first thing is faith, then the person next. Because we are not doing our job right. If we did the job like the Sahaba did when they first reached on the banks of Chinese, when they first reached on the South Asian continent, when they first came to Africa, when they first went to Europe, wherever the Sahaba went, the first thing the local people said, who are these people? We want to be like them. Because they were doing their job right, that they were assigned by Rasulullah, because no other prophet is to come. So if Rasulullah himself is saying that I, as a prophet of Allah, as a messenger of Allah, have been sent to perfect and complete the morals of character, then after he has passed away from this dunya, who's going to do it? Allah is going to send some angel? No. Allah is going to send another prophet? No. Allah is saying, you, the followers, the ummah of Muhammad alayhi salam, have now to carry that torch. You know, like we carry that torch of Olympics. They keep changing hands and hands. I don't want to give that example to undermine and demean the example of prophecy over here. But just visualize in a way that why are they carrying the torch all around, publicizing, portraying, exemplifying, and letting people know about it. Rasulullah came and let the thing know about it. The first four generations did the same thing. But then somewhere down the road we started sidetracking. Until this day, today also, because we have gone off the track of passing that torch around, we are now facing the wrath of the things that people want to do against us and holding upon us. But now it's time, it's high time that we respond, not through our mouth. We don't even have to open the mouth to respond to the allegations that people say. Our actions should speak louder than the words. Our interactions should be a stamp of approval to the people that, look, who these people are. And that is why Rasulullah said that al-birru husnul khuluq, piety, true righteousness. If you want to attain and achieve birr, you have to show piety, righteousness through who? Through character. Husnul khuluq. Wal-ithmu ma haka fi nafsik. And Rasulullah said that ithm, something that is bad, sinful, evil, something that is disliked and abhorred, is something that haka fi nafsik, cause ittirab, muttarib, makes you irritated, makes you feel agitated, you feel uneasiness about something. That is ithm. But one thing that you feel delighted about, that is birr. And that is what he's defining in this hadith, that al-birru husnul khuluq, wal-ithmu ma haka fi sadrik, وَكَرَحْتُ أَنْ يَطَّلْ عَلَيْهَا النَّاسِ. Ithm, sin, or evilness is something that people, that you have irritation in your heart and mind, in your chest about it, you have a heavy heart, heavy chest about it, that is ism. And you also dislike that yafalaylas, that people see about it. So you wouldn't want to show your bad character. You don't want to show the bad side of you. You want to work on it, perfect it. You want to subdue it and bring out the goodness out of the character. And that is why Allah, the Prophet ﷺ said, خِيَارَكُمْ خِيَارَكُمْ لِنِسَائِهِمْ. When it comes to character, the first thing that you want to show in character is how you as men really behave as men and show the best character to the woman. خِيَارَكُمْ خِيَارَكُمْ لِنِسَائِكُمْ. But he's saying, لِنِسَائِهِمْ, that the best of you are the ones who are the best towards their wives. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not given us our wives as prisoners, as captives, no. Allah has given us our spouses and our wives as an aman, as a trust. So, what He's giving us, He's giving a framework, a protocol, a way of functioning and working. How to show character? The first place you start is in the home. If you are the best in character in your house, to your wife, to your kids, then the next stage, next step out, which is outwards, with your friends and cousins and families and uncle and aunt, first in the house. And then he said, إِنَّمَ مِنْ خِيَارَكُمْ أَحْسَنَكُمْ أَخْلَاقٌ. He said, the best of you in terms of people are those who are best in character. All these ahadiths of Rasulullah ﷺ is focusing us on what? On character. But the problem today is that if somebody gives a questionnaire, please, brother and sister, take a moment, fill this up. Out of 300 people, only 27 fill up. What does that tell me? It tells me that people don't have character. Because character means that if some brother on Islam or sister Islam of yours is requesting you to take a moment only out of your time, and even if you don't have a moment, you take it out and bring it back the next Friday, give it, brother or sister, I took this form, I fill it up and I gave it back to you. That shows character. That shows the true metal of the insan inside, that they have some concern for others. Bil akhareen. Character does not mean that you speak good words only. Character does not mean you pray five times a day. Character does not mean that you spend only in the way of Allah. These are parts of character. But character also means, do you have concern for others? Do you have any feelings for others? Character means, do you have any sensitivity? That if somebody is working hard enough to type up some questions, four or five only, brief questions, on a piece of paper, and they give it to you, and you break their heart, and you break their sensitivity. You say, I don't even care about this. I just take the paper, put it in trash, or put it in my car, and leave it for the rest of the life, because I have no concern. And that is why Rasulullah said, that he is not from my ummah. He or she is not from my ummah, man lam yahtam bi amr al-mu'mineen. Whoever does not have any concern about the umur, affairs of believers and mu'mineen, he is not from my ummah. Would you want to be disowned from Rasulullah ﷺ on Yawm al-Qiyamah? Would you want to face Rasulullah ﷺ on Day of Judgment when he will say, you are not from my ummah because you have not the least bit concern of my ummah when you were living in that area. Whether it was Morris County or Bud Lake or Watt Lake or whatever the area where there are Muslims trying and working hard to build a community, and you just pass by saying, oh, I'm doing my character. That's enough. No. This is part of character. This is part of husn khuluq. Even if you not have time, even if you don't have any resources, the least you can do is just take a pen and fill up a paper and say, here brother, these are the answers for the question of the survey. Because this is showing at least to akhareen, to others, this is showing that the person has some character, has some akhlaq, has some manners and morals. At least they virtue and value the work of others who have taken the time and the pain to sit down and type on a keyboard some words which make a question. And that is why Rasulullah said that when somebody asked him that, Suya Rasulullah an akthar ma yadkhul an-nas fil jannah, Rasulullah was asked, what is that thing that most of the people will enter Jannah into with or for? Rasulullah replied back by saying, taqwa Allah wa husnul khuluq. The taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and husnul khuluq. Husnul khuluq doesn't mean that you just shake your hand with someone and say salaam alaikum and you smile. Yes, that's part of it. But that's just the beginning. Husnul khuluq is also that you are concerned about others. And you value the work of others. If there are people who are trying to make some effort and work and rent this place for Jummah, then Husnul Khuluq should show that every Friday the box is filled up. That at least they have to pay the rent. At least they have to make arrangements for the places. They have to put the rugs. If I don't have the time to come and put the rugs here, arrange the places, put up these curtains, and put the lights on, and make arrangements with the officials over here, at least I should have the slightest gratitude for the work of others. This is Husnul Khuluq. This is true character and morals. That the actions speak more than themselves. You don't have to come and say from your tongue that, brother, I'm sorry, I'm so busy, I'm so hectic schedule, I don't have the time to come and put effort, put work to make arrangements for Jummah. But I see you doing, you don't have to say all these things. You just show through your actions. Donations. No one has to come and stand up here and remind the brothers and sisters that we need donations for the Jummah for help. This should not be the concern of the people here. Rather, they should be saying, we are getting so much enough, they come and help us. How should we do and fund other activities? Rather than the brother standing here and saying, please, we need to do a picnic, we need to do a social activity, we need funds. Rather than them doing this, they should be saying, we have the funds, brothers and sisters, please come forward, give us your ideas, share your mind, share your thoughts, we have the funds. This should be the ahwal al-Muslimin, not the opposite, because this is part of character. And that is what Allah's mother said in Surah Al-Imran, Surah 3, وَالْكَاذِنِينَ الْغَيْثِ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah's mother in this ayah is saying, وَالْكَاذِنِينَ الْغَيْثِ, those who control their anger. Yes, we all get angry. Yes, we all have certain grudges and feelings inside. We have certain hesitations, irritations. But our character should be there. إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِتَمِّرَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. Rasulullah is saying in this hadith, I have been sent to perfect the character. What does perfection of character means? Even if you dislike someone or something or the actions of a few, you are far above them. You don't fall that low. You say, it's not befitting of me to do tit for tat and retaliate. Rather, I will do the work what Allah requires for. Allah needs sadaqah, Allah needs qarza hasana, Allah needs fi sabilillah to spend, I will spend. I will not hold back my money just because I don't like the people who are arranging the jumu'ah here. Because this is shaitan. Shaitan knows the feelings. Shaitan plays with our hearts and emotions. One of the whispers shaitan puts in our minds is, hey, I don't need to give money here because I don't like the people here. I don't like the person standing here. I don't like the people who organize the stuff. Yes, that is shaitan talking to us. But we have to rebound back to them and say, shaitan, I have nothing to do with you and you have nothing to do with me. I am giving sadaqah or donation fi sabilillah. لِرِضَ اللَّهِ. لِمَاذَا لِرِضَ اللَّهِ. For the pleasure of Allah. Because my giving donation, إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. In Surah Furqan, Allah tells us that the hasanat, over here hasanat means the donations and sadaqah that we give fi sabilillah for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna al-hasanat yudhibna as-sayyi'at. Every time you spend a dollar in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one more sayyi'at is wiped off from your slate, from your board, from your book. And I will give you a real life example. Wallahi, brothers and sisters, a real life example. A person came up to me crying once, saying, I gave $100 donation this afternoon in Jummah, I went out, I was speeding, the cops stopped me. And I was terrorized. He's going about 19 above something. And I'm 65 miles old, you know, you could be arrested for that. I'm not giving this scenario just to show you to start speeding tomorrow. No, don't do that. But I'm giving you a scenario that look how Allah yuzhibna sayyi'at. How Allah saves His ibad. How Allah sends angels down to save His ibad if the ibad is following what Allah is saying in the Quran. So the officer came, took the license, registration, insurance, sitting down for almost 20 minutes. He says, that is it. That's it. He is believing that he's going to get a ticket and get me more worse. But lo and behold, look at the rahmah of Allah coming down. Because Allah is what? Musabbibul asbab. Musabbibul asbab is telling us, yes, I have done a violation, this person has done a violation, this person is bound to get a ticket. But Allah from His sifat is also what? Mubtilul asbab. Asbab are there, but Ibrahim al-Islam is putting the knife on his son, but the asbab are changed and he is not done. Asbab are there that the nar, the fire is going to burn Ibrahim al-Salam. But Allah says, أَنَا مُبْدِلُ أَسْبَابِ يَا نَارْ كُونِي بَرْضًا وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمٍ. So the asbab are there, all set, the means and everything to get a ticket. But the officer comes back and says, Mr. So-and-so, I will not give you a ticket. I will not give you a warning, but I'm giving you a verbal warning. Please slow down and don't do this again. You know that brother? He just reminded himself. He could have gotten a $100 ticket. But because he gave a $100 donation here, how Allah saves. Instantaneous. It came from the jail, from the pocket here. Instantaneous. And he was just sitting and crying. But look, had I not done that, I would have certainly got the ticket. Who saved him? Allah. Not that officer. Officer was just in his bed. Allah saved him. Allah loved his sadaqah. And Allah gives you more based on your intention, niyyah. If I just give a dollar, Allah is going to give us back maybe $10. But if I give $1 with freedom even, the quantity does not count to Allah. It's the niyyah. With open heart, open mind and exuberation, Allah will give 100-fold back. Maybe a dollar will bring us back 1,000. Maybe $100 will bring back us 1,000,000. Allah deals with us not based on how much money we give, but what is the emotion at the moment that you're giving. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر لكم واستغفر المسلمين فاستغفروه غفور رحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الكريم على آله وصحبه من سنة بسنته يوم الدين أما بعد. We stopped with the area that Allah says, وَالْكَاذِمِينَ الْغَيْزِ وَالْعَافِينَ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah loves the good doers. This real life example, it's not a fictitious story. This brother who is here in New Jersey, sees every day, he gave his story to show us that look how Allah loves the muhsineen. He did ihsan. What is ihsan? Ihsan meaning doing good deed. Could be any form. Taking a form, taking a minute and filling it up, this is ihsan, good deed. So nobody should leave today without filling up a form. Only 4 questions. The brother should not have to beg and plead and pester people that, brother, please fill up. We from our akhlaq should show that character that, yes, if you have filled up a form, I value the time you put in to type this form. I'll take a moment, fill it up, give it to you. If I have rushed to job, I'll take it and bring it next Friday. At least that is part of ihsan. Part of ihsan, like that example of that brother who gave you a 100 donation and he didn't get that ticket. Not that this always happens, but there's something unusual. When does something unusual happen? Wallahu yuhibbul muhsineen. A muhsin is one who is always thinking of ihsan. Of ihsan. And the best ihsan you can do is husnul khuluq. See, all these words rhyme because they come from the same root word. Ha, seen, and nu. We have to learn Arabic. We have to get to know how these words are formulated, derivatives, and it's coming from it. Allah is saying, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. You do any kind of ihsan, you become a muhsin. When you become a muhsin, you are under the umbrella of the love of who? Allah the Khaliq. Allah the Raziq. Who is Yirziq. Allah Latif al-Khabir. And all these sifat, all these names of Allah that we listen, are there to affect us. And make that effectivity. And that is why I'll conclude with this thing that Allah SWT tells us. And we'll continue. This is a big topic itself. Husnul Khuluq. Next Friday, inshallah, we'll continue with part 2 of this khutbah. That how, what are the ways and avenues and channels that we can better our character? It's good and easy to learn. Yes, we have to perfect morals and character. But give me some steps. Give me some practical line. That, inshallah, next Friday you come, we'll give you that. But today we want to conclude with this hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ. Very beautiful, very sweet hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ that he says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ رَفِيقٌ يُحِبُّ الرِّفْقِ وَيُعْتِي عَلَى الرِّفْقِ مَا لَا يُعْتِي عَلَى الْعُنْفِ وَمَا لَا يُعْتِي عَلَى مَا سَوَاهُ. Allah, Rasulullah is saying that إِنَّ اللَّهَ رَفِيقٌ. Allah is very gentle, very mild towards people in dealings. Because Allah says us in Surah Fatih, Surah 35, that if Allah were to hold us or pick us for every little mistake that we do, we would not live for 1 second on this earth. If Allah came to accountability, if Allah came to insaq, masak, if Allah came to hold us for every little shortcoming that we do on a daily basis, we cannot live for 1 second, forget an hour, a day, or a month, brothers and sisters. That is what Rasulullah ﷺ is trying to incline in us, inculcate in us. And look, Allah has a mu'amala, a deenu mu'amala. Allah has a mu'amala with us. That Allah is rafiq, rifq, gentle. He is giving us time, He is giving us leverages, He is giving us flexibility. Inna Allah rafiqun. And what does He love? Yuhibbu rifq. Allah loves gentleness. When you are gentle to others, when you are mild to others, when you forgive others, when you clean your hearts towards others, when you forget about others' mistakes, when you forget about what somebody said or frowned upon you, and you have a bigger heart, a bigger character, a bigger way of showing that, look, I'm above that. It is not befitting for me to come that, stoop that so low and give a tit for tat response. Rather, I will be above. Look at the akhlaq of Rasulullah ﷺ. Look at the akhlaq of the Sahaba Ridwanum Ajma'een. Look what the Quraysh did to them. The worst of the worst things, what we are going through, this all these allegations that's going on in this world about us, the Quraysh did more than that. They spit at them, they threw rocks at them, they threw trash at the Sahaba Rasulullah ﷺ, and they badmouthed them. But what did they do? The 13 years of Makkah is telling us what? It is glimmering with the one word, husnul khuluq. Akhlaq, because they responded with their akhlaq and they did sabr. So then Allah gave them the glory days that they came back from Medina and liberated Mecca, and then they lived in Mecca, and the people who were in Mecca also became Muslim. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is dealing with us with rifq. Inna Allah rafiqun yuhibbu rifq wa yu'ti ala rifq. And Allah gives, nourishes us, nurtures us, blesses us, gives us multifold on rifq. Ma la yu'ti ala al-unf. Unf means stubbornness, rigid, hard, hard-hearted, hard-minded, stone-hearted, having no feeling whatsoever. Kind of like that feeling that the Quraysh did, they buried their daughters alive. That is telling us unf. That is telling us the person has no heart whatsoever, has no feeling, no sensitivity. And that is not a mu'min. A mu'min is one who always had a soft heart, always has husnul khuluq. The heart becomes soft how? Through husnul khuluq. And how do we do husn al-khuluq? Inshallah, next Friday we'll do that. I conclude over here to request you that please do not leave by at least filling up this question and give it to brothers over here, inshallah, so that they can have the opportunity. And I make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah bless us with husn al-akhlaq. May Allah give us the tawfiq for improving our character. May Allah give us the power and the enigma inside to achieve a better akhlaq. To achieve better akhlaq towards our spouses, our families, our parents, our elders. Allahumma ihdina li ahsani akhlaq, la yahdi li ahsaniha illa ant. Wasrif anna sayyaha ya Allah, la yasrif sayyaha illa ant ya Rabbil alameen. Allahumma irfir li muslimina wal muslimat, al mu'minina wal